welcome everyone to the fourth week of our series called Reunited. Forgiveness feels so good. There are times when other people can disturb your peace. A coworker talks behind your back, a friend walks away, a family member blames you for what went wrong, a false accusation. When that happens, our natural reaction, our first instinct, is to get upset, to fight back, take revenge, or just cut that person out of our lives. But in this series, we're looking at a step-by-step plan to forgive those who hurt us, who disturb our peace. The first step, as we said, is to learn from God, learn from the best, because he forgives everyone and never gives up on anyone. The second step is to try to see the situation through God's eyes. When you only go by what you're feeling in the moment, you can easily get blinded by the hurt. But when you look deeper, when you go beyond the emotion and still try to see the best in that person, like God does, the way God does, then you'll find the power to forgive. The third step is to remember the reason why forgiving is so good. Sometimes it seems easier to just hold on to the resentment and the anger and the bitterness. But when you realize the true purpose of forgiveness is bigger than you, it's really about trying to bring every person into God's kingdom, that's when you'll find the strength to forgive. Today I want to talk with you about a fourth step of forgiveness. I want to talk with you today about strengthen your core. A lot of people like me like to work out. They run or lift weights, tackle the Stairmaster or the elliptical machine. They want to get healthier and stronger, and that's good. But many people forget about exercising their core. Your core, the muscles in your abdomen and in your back, are where true strength comes from. It's the same in life. You may be strong in many ways, but if you're weak on the inside, if you don't have a strong core, you'll struggle when there's trouble. You might be the nicest person in the world, always smiling, always lifting people up, always saying kind things. But without a strong core, when there's a conflict, it's easy to get bitter and vengeful. You might be the best listener in the world, always lending a compassionate ear, always hearing people out. But without a strong core, when you start having a problem in your own life, it's easy to forget about what other people are going through. That's why it's so important, not only physically, but spiritually and emotionally, to strengthen your core. This is the point I think the Apostle Paul was making in today's second reading. He was saying that worldly success and human wisdom might look good on the outside. The world says, you're impressive, you matter, you're a big deal when you have money, wealth or fame, when you keep rising through the ranks at work, send your kids to the best private schools, drive a nice car, or live in a big house. But Paul says that's all a facade. Without a strong spiritual core, it can easily collapse because there's nothing on the inside to support it. Paul's readers weren't wealthy. They weren't wise. They weren't born into great families. By the world standards, they were just average people, but on the inside, they were strong because of their faith. Paul says, God chose the foolish to shame the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong, and God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something. Paul was saying that true success doesn't come from talent, money, education, influence, or force. It comes from God's grace. And faithful people always show how hollow, how weak the world's values really are. It might look shiny on the outside, but there's nothing on the inside, no core strength on the inside. It might look good on the outside, but nothing on the inside. And so when God chooses those who are forgotten, broken, overlooked, the least likely candidate, he's showing us where true strength comes from. It comes from Christ and from Christ alone. And that's why Paul says, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. What the world calls weak, love, mercy, forgiveness, those are things that actually last. But they only come, those values only come from your inner being, your core strength. When I was 7 or 8 years old, my mom sent me to a summer basketball camp. Those of you who know me by now know that that was a disaster. Growing up, I was never very good at sports as a child. Put me in a classroom or in front of a book, I felt more comfortable, but anything having to do with throwing a ball or kicking a ball was a disaster. It was always a struggle. But my mom told me that it would be good for me, that this camp would expand my horizons. So I finally agreed to go. On the first day, we drove down and we got there early. It was a beautiful morning. My big brother was in the back seat. But as we were waiting for the doors to open, I kept feeling more and more nervous, getting upset. My stomach was upset. And I kept thinking, you're going to make a fool of yourself. All the other kids are going to laugh at you. And just as I was about to back out, my mom said, it's time to go in. Now, I don't know how to put this next part politely, so forgive me, but I'm just going to say it. At that moment, as we were about to go in, I had an accident. Okay? I had an accident, if you know what I mean. And to top it off, I was wearing white shorts fresh out of the laundry. Okay, it was humiliating, embarrassing, and I know you didn't come to church today to get grossed out, but it is an essential part of the story. Anyway, my brother in the back seat starts cracking up, just can't stop laughing, which of course did not help matters at all. I told my mother in no uncertain terms I wanted to go home. There was no way I was going in there after that. But my mother said we had signed up for the camp, we had paid the registration fee, we had to honor the commitment. Well, I kept protesting, but she just took me in the bathroom, cleaned me up, and sent me in. Looking back on it, I was really glad that I went. I got outside my comfort zone. I conquered my fears. But perhaps the most valuable lesson I learned was to always honor my commitments. What was my mother doing? She was building my core, my values, my inner strength, my character. Character literally means, the word literally means an engraving. It's like grooves that are etched onto a piece of metal. Your character is like an engraving on your soul. And once your character is formed, it's hard to change it. That's why it's so important to form a good moral character and not a bad one. Now, in today's gospel, Jesus went through the basics of what it means to be his disciple. You could think about it as a boot camp for spiritual beginners. But notice, Jesus did not offer his disciples a list of rules to follow, or a handbook, a code of conduct to abide by, or a catalog of good deeds they had to perform. He wasn't trying to change behavior, he was trying to shape character. Because when you have a strong moral character, a strong moral core, you automatically make good and right decisions. This is why good parents force their children to write thank you notes, so they'll become grateful people. They assign chores at home to instill self-discipline and a sense of responsibility. They make them apologize when they've done something wrong to someone else or have hurt them, to cultivate humility and understanding. What are those parents doing? They're forming their children's character. They're forming their inner moral core. A lot of people ask me, Father, how can I forgive someone who has done something awful? I say, forgiveness begins with a choice. At first, you might have to make yourself do it, even though you don't want to, like those parents who force their children to do the right thing. Everything in you might say, no way, not going to do it. They hurt me too badly. They'll just do it again. I got to protect myself, and they have to pay for what they did to me. But over time, you build character. And that's when mercy and forgiveness become ingrained like a second nature. You don't have to think about it anymore. Forgiving is just who you become, and mercy becomes your identity. The key to it all, I think, starts with the Beatitudes, as we heard in the Gospel. When you stop pretending that you're strong and everything's okay, but can admit that you need God in your life, that you need his help, that you are poor in spirit, like Jesus talks about. When you acknowledge that you don't have it all together, it makes it easier to forgive people who have made bad choices. When you start mourning the loss of a broken relationship instead of just staying angry about it the whole time, it softens your heart. And you stop being so hard on people, you stop assuming the worst, and you begin to understand that many people are fighting a battle you can't even see. You stop worrying about looking meek or weak when you forgive someone. You don't have to get back. You don't have to take revenge. You stop trying to prove that you're right all the time and start wanting what's right. You become a peacemaker. You clear out the clutter of the poison and bitterness and anger on the inside, and you become clean of heart. You forgive, you overlook wrongs, and you become merciful like Jesus. And even when people persecute you, when they intimidate you, threaten you, criticize you, you don't take the bait. You rise higher. You keep being your best and let it roll off like water off a duck's back. Everything Jesus said in the gospel today, they weren't rules you have to follow. They were spiritual muscles to develop, because the more you develop your inner moral core, the more you build your character, the more you will choose to forgive. And the more you choose to forgive, the more forgiving you will become. You won't have to force it anymore. You won't have to psych yourself up to do it. It will just become part of who you are. In the epic musical Les Misérables, a man named Jean Valjean had just been released from prison after 19 years for stealing a loaf of bread. The punishment did not fit the crime, and he came out angry and bitter. Everywhere he went, people rejected him. They would not forgive his past. He finally found shelter with a kind old bishop who fed him and gave him a bed, but in the middle of the night, Valjean stole all the bishop's silver and ran off. When the police found him with all that silver, they dragged him back to the bishop's house. But instead of pressing charges, he told the authorities he had given Valjean that silver. Then he turned to him, gave him even more, and said, "By the way, you forgot the candlesticks." That bishop did not forgive Valjean because it was easy. He forgave him because goodness was in his core. Forgiveness wasn't what he did. It's who he was. And that one act of forgiveness changed Valjean's life forever. Forever. He became a different man after that. And even when he was successful later in life, he still treated people with dignity and respect. And when they mistreated him, he chose mercy over revenge. That one act of forgiveness transformed his character. And he may never have been among the powerful and the elite, but he did get strong on the inside. Every time you choose mercy over revenge, rise above the pain, let go of the bitterness, you're getting stronger on the inside. You're building a character that lasts. Like Paul said, the world may call the humble weak, the lowly despised, the weak despicable or worthless. But look at what it says in today's first reading. God says, when you're humble enough to trust in me, you will find true peace, and nothing or no one will ever disturb that peace. And like with Valjean, one act of mercy, one choice to forgive can transform not only your life, but many lives around you. God wants to build up something great inside you. So let go. Whoever you're holding that resentment again, just let go of that bitterness. Do your best to do that and rise above the hurt. Because every act of mercy, every choice to forgive, it strengthens your core. It builds your character. And when you make that hard but important choice, you not only become a more peaceful, merciful, and forgiving person, you not only get stronger on the inside, you not only change people's lives, you show the world what true strength looks like.